It was a source of heat and an agent for cleansing and purification. When water is boiled, right? When water is boiled, the bacteria in the water is killed. And the water is purified. When metal is held in the flame of a fire, the impurities are removed and making the metal much stronger. When an old building burns, it clears away the old deteriorating structure, creating a space for something new, just as new life comes forth from the ashes of a burnt out forest. Right? This is all science, right? That we don't often pay much attention to. In Revelations, the lake of fire is used to symbolize total purification and the elimination of error beliefs, such as resentment, anger, emotional pains, unforgiveness, right? Error beliefs, which come in a whole variety of physical and psychological forms. This purification process makes us stronger by reducing the negative forms of mental and emotional energy, returning them to the basic pure substance of life. Right? Again, this is called science. This purification process makes us stronger. So in ancient times, confinement to the lake of fire did not indicate punishment or retribution. It comes in some horrifying afterlife experience that we're all threatened with, right? It was a symbol of cleansing and release. Through this process of purification and release, the soul is purified, lifting us up until it is illumined by the divine presence. Likewise, the burning bowl is a way for us to cleanse our consciousness of error thoughts and emotions that we might be unconsciously holding. Nobody would consciously hear it, would consciously hold those thoughts, right? So that we all know that they're unconsciously in that we might be holding in the shadows of our mind, right? There's actually a whole movie about this called The Shadow Effect, right? It's also a way for us to release thoughts and memories buried deep in our subconscious mind. You see, our thoughts and feelings are actually electrical impulses moving through the energy that we call our mind. They are patterns of energy. Once a thought occurs, an electrical impulse is emitted that flows through us, and it doesn't just dissolve and go away. The energy patterns formed by our thoughts and feelings are impressed into our subconscious mind, and it forms a bond to the neural net that we call our soul. The stronger the thought or the feeling, the stronger the chemical bond, and the harder it is to break. And sometimes when you have a really bad thought and you hold that memory, it forms a knot in your body. Up here, you ever have a knot in your neck or in your back somewhere? It's because it's because we had an error thought that we didn't release and let go, and we hung on to. Right? These bonds create what we call memories. It makes no difference whether or not these memories, bonds, are formed by an actual experience or a fictitious experience. Right? It doesn't even matter whether or not the memory actually occurred, it actually happened, or if you saw it on TV. Can you imagine that? Watching a TV show that scares you, and all of a sudden you got a memory formed from that experience? If we suppress our feelings and our emotions, these electrical impulses are trapped somewhere in our body consciousness, becoming part of our own memory banks. Consequently, whenever an event occurs that is in some way similar to our buried memories, we actually relive that event. And we'll relive it over and over again until we do something about it. Often these types of memories are buried emotional memories will cause us to react or overreact in inappropriate ways. Have you ever found yourself reacting to something that you didn't quite understand where that reaction came from? In order to break this emotional bondage to these memories, energy must be released. Fortunately, our subconscious mind will respond to our conscious commands. If our conscious intention wavers, if we doubt the process at all, the subconscious mind will continue to do whatever we have told it to do in the past. That can be a little scary, can't it? Fire is symbolic of an energy exchange needed to release trapped memories, so unwanted thoughts can be released until something new can take their place. Just as fire changes paper from one form of energy to another, we can release our mental blocks, our fears, our hurts, our mistakes through the energy exchange, right? Releasing these memories frees our mind to work in a more constructive way, choosing to think in conscious, life-enhancing ways. With our mind free from the turmoil and the heartache of our past, anybody have any heartache, pain from the past? Oh, no. Right? With our minds free from the heartache and pains of our past, we can focus on creating a future of our choosing. You know that saying? You ever hear a new thought? Thoughts held in mind? Produce after their kind? Oh my gosh, what a scary thought, scary phrase, right? Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. So do you want to keep reliving the events of the past? Everybody wants to, right? No, no, you're supposed to say no.
No.
Right. Are you ready to let go of all these negative thoughts and emotions that dwell in your mind and block the natural harmonious flow of health to your body, your mind, your affairs? That's actually what we're created to do, is to experience goodness and wonder. Right? In the burning bowl, we visualize the light, the fire of the Christ, the sacred energy of life, superheating, releasing the energy bonds of our old, worn-out memories. We will be igniting the thoughts you wish to release with the flame of the Christ candle. All right? That's the Christ candle. The igniting of the thoughts you wish to release is a symbol of entering into our inner realm, into our spiritual awareness. The igniting of the thoughts you wish to release is moving into that inner awareness and just seeing it being released and let go. So we go through the process. I invite you to visualize the light of the Christ, the super energy of the Christ flowing through you, dissolving and cleansing away everything that you want to forgive and release. But first, I want to take a moment to clarify the process so that everyone knows what to expect. Okay. It's more important for your subconscious mind to hear words before before getting the words right, okay? Because the first thing we're going to do is we're going to sing a meditation, chant, right? Let the chant move your soul. Again, it's more important for your soul to hear the words than it is for you to get the words right. That's why when I say Acapulco, I really mean something else. So if you don't know the song that we're going to sing, just listen to the words. Allow the words to flow over you. After the chant, we'll move into a meditation. And actually, it's more of a guided visualization of a Bible story. Allow the story to speak to your soul. If you do this, the memories that you have stored in your subconscious mind that cause you to lose your vital life energies, that cause you to react in uncharacteristic and unnatural ways, you allow these memories just to be released. When the memories come up, look at them. Right? Look at them. Then write them down. Don't push them down. Write them up, and then see that energy going through your fingers into the piece of paper that you're going to be writing on. See the energy, see the vision going into the piece of paper. Right? So we want to see it. You want to recognize it, and then purposely release it and let it go. After the guided visualization, you'll be given time to write down all these things that you wish to leave behind. As things come up, write them down. Allow your emotions to be felt. Tears are actually healing. When you cry, it's a good thing, despite whatever your mama told you. All right, crying is good. Allow your memories to be felt, okay? You don't need to get descriptive. You don't need to write a book about it. But rather, let one or two words to describe what you want to release. Do not reread what you have written down. Don't edit it. Just allow what comes up to flow through you. Write it down. No points are going to be taken off because of poor grammar or because you spelt a word wrong, right? Because you've got to remember, you're going to be burning it up. Remember, you're the only one that's going to see what you've written. So you don't have to worry about getting it perfect. So feel free with your writing. When you feel complete, fold the paper in half. Everyone will be invited to come up and then light the paper on the Christ candle before placing it into the burning bowl. Let me see what you're reading. Got it? The other paper, now there's two types of paper that you got. One is a thin paper. I must have lost. One is a thin paper.
The burning paper.
This one is cut in half. You want to burn this one. Okay, this other paper is going to be used for a different exercise when we get done with the burning bowl. Okay, everybody following me so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we'll talk about that next step in after we get complete. Any questions?
Did you guys mean to give me 10 because...
Yeah, we did.
Okay, because I have lots of things. Yeah. I just had quite a few.
Telepathically.
Okay. So, one or two words can mean a whole different idea. Can mean a whole set of ideas. And so, you can be brief saying, you know, saying a person's name, saying an incident, write it down, and see the energy going through you into the piece of paper. Because the paper absorbs it. It's the movement of energy from one form to another. And when you light it up, that memory will literally move out into the ethers and be released. And believe it or not, they actually have scientific following of what I'm saying as to whether it is proof or whether it actually happens or not. So you can just allow it to be that energy, okay? And the more that you give power to it, the more it will be true. And the memories that you want to forgive and release will be released. It might come up, but you're not going to have the pain and emotional turmoil that you may have had with it before. Forgiveness doesn't get rid of our memories. It gets rid of the hurt and pain and anger that we have from those memories. Okay? So, I am one with the Christ Spirit. The fires of the Holy Spirit are active in me in this moment now. Can you repeat that with me? You all remembered everything I said, right?
Right.
Okay. I am one with the Christ Spirit.
I am one with the Christ Spirit.
The fires of the Holy Spirit.
Are active in me
in this moment now. One more time.
I am one with the Christ Spirit.
The fires of the Holy Spirit.
Are active in me in this moment now.
Next phrase. The memories that arise from my subconscious mind.
The memories that arise from my subconscious mind
are powerless,
to disturb or hurt me,
in any way. One more time. The memories that arise from my subconscious mind, are powerless, to disturb or hurt me, in any way. Okay. Now, the guided meditation is actually a Bible story that occurred in the second year of Jesus' ministry. By this time, Jesus' ministry, many people have heard of the miracles that he had performed, and he was attracting very large crowds of people wherever he went. As we prepare for this time of meditation, I invite you to take a role in this story. Consider the role of the woman as she moves through the crowd. Perhaps Peter, or one of the people in the crowd. Perhaps you might even see yourself in the role of Jesus. It's okay. All right, Jesus is inside you. See yourself in the role of Jesus, whose attentions and gifts are very much sought after. All these characters live inside of you, and they play in your life dramas. Okay? Nobody in here has drama going on, right? Okay. All these characters all play out in your life dramas. Allow yourself to feel your emotions. Where do the feelings and emotions come from within your body? How does the story unfold within you? Now, I invite you and join me in singing Flow, Spirit, Flow. Flow, Spirit, flow, and all my fears release. I am a channel for your love and peace. Fill me with power and let my heart be strong. Fill me with joy that I may sing your song. One more time. Flow, Spirit, flow, and all my fears release. I am a channel for your love and peace. Fill me with power and let my heart be strong. Fill me with joy that I may sing your song.
Heal, Spirit, heal, and all myself renew. I am expressing my perfection true. Fill me with love that I may loving be. Fill me with life that I may live for thee.
So I invite you just to take a deep breath in and let it out. And breathe in, God is. And breathe out, I am. God is, I am. Just allow your breathing to be easy and rhythmic, and experience the peace and energy which is present in you. In the calm peace of your mind, I invite you just to allow my words to become the voice of your heart and soul, the voice of the characters within you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Breathe your gift of life into me so that I might know your presence. Move in me that I might do your will. Stir in me so that I might share your love. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Abba, sweet Spirit, creator of all life, you are the source of my strength, the strength of my life. You are alive within me, and I lift up my eyes to the heavens where your Spirit flows. And I know that you do not faint nor grow weary, but your understanding, your peace, your love is all-encompassing. It is from you, dear Lord, that I renew my strength. As I wait and rest within your presence, I am renewed. And as I emerge from your shadow of your shelter, I am calm and I am serene. Feel the calm peace of your mind. Allow your mind to go deeper and deeper still into the inner recesses of your mind. Allow the Christ light to show you the way back in space and time to the busy city of Jerusalem. The streets are filled with people eager to meet and see this new teacher, Jesus. They have heard of the healings that he has done. What are the sights and sounds that fill the city streets? Who are all these people? And where did they come from? A man named Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, comes forward, and he looks alarmed, desperate, as he falls at Jesus' feet. His 12-year-old daughter is dying, and no one can help her. And he begs Jesus to come to his house. Jesus and Jairus turn quickly and travel together through the crowds that are pressing in on them. In the crowd, there is a woman who has been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. Her vital life energies are flowing from her, and she has spent all of her money looking for cures, but no one knows of any. She had heard that Jesus and the miracles that he had performed and that he was coming here today. She told her many friends, if I can just but touch his clothes, I will be made well. And with determination, she struggles to make her way through the crowd. She sees Jesus pass by, but he doesn't even look at her. She moves quickly up behind Jesus and reaches out through the crowd and around several others and touches Jesus' garment. The look on her face is amazing. As she feels the surge of energy flowing through her body, and immediately her hemorrhages stop, and she is healed. Jesus felt the flow of energy leave him and turns to see who touched him. And Jesus calls out, "Who touched my clothes?" And the woman, knowing what has happened to her, comes towards Jesus, and Jesus looks into her eyes as he looks into your eyes, as the Christ looks deep into your being and says, my friend, your faith has made you well. Let go of all that binds you. Give forth your anger, your resentment. Let them go, and let my gift of healing move through you, flow through you. Release all that binds you. Release all that causes you to lose your life energy. Release it. Let it go. Christ says, feel the depths of spirit within you. Feel the healing power of spirit flow through you, healing you, removing all the blocks, all that blocks God's flow of goodness into your life. Rest within this moment. And allow spirit to heal in you. Feel the living energy flow over you. Feel healing and life bubbling up from deep down within your soul. Be aware of all the memories that come up. Be aware of the thoughts and feelings that you need to be released. Those old memories. And see those memories not wanting to come up, huh? That was a big one. Now you're paying attention to what you're doing, right? Not what I'm doing. So with those thoughts that have come up, even though there may be interruptions, as those thoughts come up, take that time to write those thoughts, those feelings, maybe ones that you didn't think of before. See them going into that paper. Write it down, all the thoughts and everything that you would like to release and let go. Anything that blocks or restricts God's goodness into your life, let it go. Maybe it's old teachings. Like a concept of original sin. You don't want to hold on to that no more. Write it on there. It's gone. Because you're a perfect child of God. The light and wonder of the universe flowing in and through you. Any thoughts that you may have learned that aren't the truth of you? Write it down. See it going into that piece of paper. A prayer that you might be able to say as you're writing those thoughts out: I now release these thoughts, these feelings, these beliefs, these attitudes. I release them. I let them go. They no longer serve me. I am free. Thank God I am free. I release these thoughts, these feelings, these beliefs, these attitudes. I release them. They no longer serve me. I am free. Thank God I am free. I surrender these thoughts, these feelings, these emotions into your hands, O loving Spirit. I release them. I let them go. I am free. Thank God I am free. And now release these thoughts. Anybody else who would like to come up and begin burning those thoughts up, you're more than welcome to do that, or you can continue to write, right? I now release these error thoughts. I loose them. I let them go. I let God have its perfect way with me. I release these thoughts, these feelings, these attitudes. I release them. I let them go. They no longer serve me. John, you got a music thing back there. I was going to start singing. I release these thoughts. I let them go. I let God have their perfect way. Run my life, and my heart is open wide. 'Cause I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. Release and I let go. Let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide, 'cause I'm only here for God. No more struggles, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the Spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. I release and I release, I let go. Let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife.
With my faith I see the light. I am free in the spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. It says only here for God.
Anybody else?
Struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. Release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Run only here for God. No struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God. And I let go. I let the spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No struggle, no more strife. With my faith I see the light. I am free in the spirit, 'cause I'm only here for God.
So we're going to do a reading. One of the things is that whenever you release something, whenever you let it go, you got to fill it with something good. Okay, that's the principle. That's the spiritual principle. When you release something, if you don't fill it with something good and wonder, then that spot gets filled up with something that you don't want. So we're going to do a reading here, and then we're going to do another exercise. So you all have the bulletin. Right?
Yes.
And over here is a reading. All right? Now I'm leader and you guys are the responders.
Got it.
Okay.
I want to be the leader.
Oh, you can be. Go. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Together?
I am
not bound by my past.
I am
made new in Christ. This is a new day. Through the power of Christ in me,
I see myself in a new light.
This is a new day.
Through the power of Christ in me, I see my strength. I count my blessings.
This is a new day.
Through the power of Christ in me, I release the old. I behold the new.
God has placed within us all that we need for full and joyous lives.
Through the power of Christ in me, I accept my divine inheritance.
And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new."
This is a new day. Through the power of Christ in me, I begin anew.
Now, you have a piece of paper here, this white piece of paper. And on this, just take a deep breath in and let it out. And then breathe in, God is, and breathe out, I am. Right? Now, as you center in this moment, and you're aware of the breath of life that you're breathing in, as you sit in the stillness of this moment now, imagine that God is writing you a letter of all the wonderful things that are going to happen to you in this new year. That's right. Can you imagine sitting in this moment now and God is writing you a letter telling you all the wonderful and good things that are going to happen to you? I dare you, right? I dare you just to breathe in that gift of life, to feel that gift of life coming you in you. And here's what it says. Dear Connie, I have this wonderful gift for you. And this is what it looks like. Can you imagine that? Do you dare to write that letter from God to you? Because according to the Bible, you're God's perfect child, entitled to all the goodness of the universe. Right? That's what it says in Genesis 1. Right? That you are God's child. Jeremiah 31, 31. God has a message on your heart. A message of love and goodness. And what we have to do is to open up our awareness to that message. So here's a God writing you a letter. My dear one, my special child, my goodness, here, and then begin writing. And I'll stop talking.
Stuff is gone.
It's gone.
I'm guilty. Thank you.
See, we're about half a year done, and for those who don't know it, there's an envelope in your package. And what you're going to do is you're going to write your name, your address on here on the envelope, and in 6 months, you're going to get your letter back from God. Because what will happen is all those different things that you're going to write on your letter, most all of them will be done or in the process of being done by that time.
Does everybody have an envelope?
Does everybody have an envelope?
This is my package. Yep. You have an envelope in the package?
And then you can drop the envelope in the basket I have by the door. Is that what you're asking, Donna?
Yes, because some might be.
I don't have any scotch tape at the moment, but we'll make sure that we get scotch tape it, and we will reopen it and read it.
Do you remember the first time?
This one. This one is.
No, I'm good. I'm
okay.
I'm good.
All right. In that basket right there. What we're going to do in this basket right here.
Oh, the ones I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get out of there. And we invite you just to take as long as you want writing out those letters. This room will be here as long as you need it to be here. And what we're going to do is we offer all of our different things that we do on a love offering basis. And we say, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all I have, all I give, and all I receive. And I am richly blessed. You can hold, thank you, God. We'll say that. Hold your love offering in your mind and your heart and just see the abundance of the universe pouring out upon it. As we say, divine love flows through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am richly blessed.
Thank you, God.
And then you can sing if you want to, only if you want to, you can sing one of my favorite hymns that it's going to jump up on the board any minute here. All right, it's called Have Thy Own Way. And if you want the real, if you want the music, it's on hymn 101. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Hold over thy being absolute sway. Filled with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Now John's going to turn on some music, and we're going to sing our closing song. And if you want to stand up and sing with it, that's okay. If you want to sit and sing with it, that's okay too. Yeah.
and yes begins with me. Yes, there is peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be. With God as creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Yes, peace begins with me. Yes, this is the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Yes, there is peace on earth, and yes, it begins with.
Let us say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth. So, and service is over, and you can continue to keep writing your letters if you like to. You've got just as long as you want. We're going to be over in the next room. Anybody that would like to stay, we have lots of delicious treats. We have a Hawaiian dish that I learned from one of my former employers called it's shrimp and bacon. What? Shrimp and bacon? Mm, yeah. And a neat sauce. There's skirt steak with Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce all over it. There's for those vegetarians, there is ravioli with spinach ravioli. And there is edamame. And green beans and almonds and lots of other treats like that. So if you want to hang out and have some fun, and there's lots of sweet things over there. I made some cookies today, but it's a cookie cake.
Cookie
what?
Cake.
A cookie cake.
What happened?
Yeah. What? Yeah, so there's really lots of neat things. So thank you all for being here. Thank you. You're awesome. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
How about a round of applause?
Yay!
How'd you like that, lady?
It was beautiful. It was really good. I want to come next year.
Thank you, Alison. Glad you're here. Happy New Year.